2021. It is 6 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone, and it is 7 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. And I do have a treat for you on today, Pastor Randy. Pastor Randy Speedoff is going to be with me on today. We have a special treat. We're going to dive into the Word of God on today. We're going to have some great tunes, and I do want to play one. I'm waiting for his arrival, and so I can't wait for him. He's going to share with us on today. He is an awesome man of God, and he does have a great bio in history. Let me share a little bit with you about Randy Speedoff before we dive into the Word of God. I want to tell you a little bit about him. He has been writing and performing for over 30 years, so he has 30 years' experience with writing and performing in music. His interest in music started at a young age, 11 years old, so he started fairly young with music. He first began with playing the guitar. He's a veteran singer and songwriter. Randy does come from a musical family. He has a heritage in strong. His heritage in music is strong when it relates to country music. So in 1992, Randy joined the popular Kansas City-based bluegrass group Greenside. Oh, did y'all hear me now? Did you hear me? Kansas City-based bluegrass group. Does anybody out there know about bluegrass music? Well, I'm not going to turn up when it comes to bluegrass music because I love bluegrass music, so I'm not going to talk about that a whole lot. That's a different show for a different time. On tonight, we're going to stay tuned and we're going to stay grounded because we're going to get into the Word of God when Pastor shows up on today. And so let me tell you a little bit more about Pastor Randy during the time that he fell victim into an armed robbery. So this is what brought him back onto the show. If you heard the interview when he was on before, Pastor Randy was sharing with me about his experience when he was, you know, he was robbed and he was at gunpoint. And so he shared with me his life-changing experiences. Of course, that would change anyone's life, being robbed and being at gunpoint. That's an experience that would change anyone's life. And so that's what brought him back. He started talking about that particular experience, and he shared some other experiences with me. And so I invite him to come back to the show on today and to dive into the Word of God with us. And so we're going to have a great time, and we're going to learn. We're going to get some spiritual food. And so let me give you a little bit more nuggets about Pastor Randy. Pastor Randy founded the group Soul Purpose in 2010. That group's name, again, is Soul Purpose in 2010. They released their studio album, Rearview Mirror, produced by Larry Gann of Awestruck Studios in 2014. And so Randy released his 7-track EP, Elevate, in 2017. The first two releases from that project reached number one. Did you hear me? Reached number one on Christian radio charts. And so Randy released his 7-track EP in 2017 named Elevate, and it reached number one on the Christian radio charts. And so also Randy serves as pastor of worship and discipleship at Christian Trinity Church. That's Christian Trinity Church, which is located in Independence, Missouri. And so I want you guys to get a little taste of his music so you can get an idea of his strong vocal abilities and talent. And so I'm going to go ahead and play some music for you. This is called Fearless, Fearless. So take a listen to this.
Fearless,
right, you guys. That was a little bit more about Fearless. That was a song by Pastor Randy Speedoff, and that was Fearless. I like that song. Very strong vocals, very anointed. I enjoy it. And I was in touch with Pastor Randy's manager, Michael Stover, over at Michael Stover Management. And Randy is running a little bit late, and so I do still expect him. He should be showing up with me in about 5 minutes. So in the meantime, I want to share with you some scriptures, some healing scriptures. You guys, Jeremiah 30 and 17 says, But I will restore you to health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Jeremiah 30 and 17, but I will restore you to health and heal your wounds. Heal your wounds. What does that mean? That means Jesus can and will heal our wounds. He will and he can heal our wounds. What type of wounds? Whatever type of wounds you have, Jesus is well capable to heal your wounds in your heart, your spirit, emotional wounds, wounds in your mind, whatever your wounds are, wherever you are broken in your life, God is able to heal it. He's able to heal you. Wherever you are broken in pieces, he's able to put you back together. He is healing. There's healing in his wings. So I just want to share that with you for a few moments. There's Jeremiah 30 and 17. If you're broken on today, if you're out there, if you're listening right now, wherever you are broken in your life, God is able to heal you. He's able to heal your spirit. He's able to heal your body, your mind, whatever ails you, whatever has broken you, whatever has crushed you. If you are crushed on today, Jesus is able, oh, glory to God, he's able to heal you, whatever or whoever has hurt you. He's able to heal you. God is well able to put you back together again. I know Pastor Randy is supposed to be teaching. Let me go back a little bit. Let me step it back. When I get started, I don't know how to stop. But Pastor Randy is going to teach us on today. But I want you to know whatever happened in your past, God is able to heal you from your past. He's able to heal the dirt that was thrown on your face. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Randy?
Yes, how are you today?
Well, I am blessed of the Lord. How are you?
Well, I've had a wonderful day. It's been great here in the Midwest today and had the opportunity to minister to a group of leaders this morning, and it was wonderful to spend some time in prayer with them and worship with them a little bit as they got ready to start their meeting today. So
amen.
I had a little trouble calling in today. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
But, how's your show going today?
It's going very well, very well. I'm just sitting and waiting. I've been thinking about you all day. I was thinking about you on yesterday, looking forward to the words that Jesus has put in your heart, put in your spirit. So I know you have something very delicious to share with us, and I am sitting at your feet and waiting to receive from you, man of God.
Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate the opportunity, and this being Holy Week, I just feel like that God impressed upon me that it is so important for us to be servants and for us to have a servant attitude. And so the world will tell us that our purpose is discovered in doing something great, you know, that to win like a Medal of Honor or to become president or to become wealthy or be a sports star or do a extreme makeover or something. But Paul writes to the church at Philippi about what true servanthood is, what true greatness is. And in the second chapter of Philippians, in the first 8 verses, we see the supreme model of servanthood. And Paul writes to the church at Philippi, he says, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility, consider others better than yourselves. And each of you should look not to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but he made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, and being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. And therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
Hallelujah.
So this passage is about humility, and we see even before this in the Holy Week, there's also an example in John chapter 13 of this humility that Jesus displayed, and he was in the upper room with his disciples, and they were having their last meal together. And Jesus got up from his place at the table, and he took off his outer garment, and he kneeled at the feet of the disciples with a basin and a towel, and he washed their feet. And he said, I want you to love each other in this way, to serve one another in this way with the love of Christ, putting others above your own interests, right? In the passage that I read in Philippians, Jesus emptied himself by taking on the form of a slave, by becoming human, and he veiled his deity, and he voluntarily laid aside the right and the prerogatives to use his divine nature in submission to the Father. And in doing this, he humbled himself that he might even die and experience death on a cross. Paul's statement, he says complete my joy. And so seeing men and women come to Christ in faith gives joy. But as one who's devoted to seeing believers mature in Christ, this is what gives Paul his complete joy, to live unselfishly, serving one another with the mature mind of Christ. He says, if there's any encouragement in Christ, if any comfort by love, if any fellowship in the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, he's saying that all of these statements are true. The point is here that encouragement and comfort by love and fellowship in the ministry and power of the Spirit, and the result is compassion and mercy that all believers should have for one another. Mm-hmm. And so the goal and result must be servant living, and living as expressed in these passages here, that we would give ourselves up for the service of others.
Amen.
Christ calls all Christians to live as servants, and we can look at Jesus as the perfect example of that. servanthood. I even think about Jesus' birth. And when he came into the world, he didn't come into a wealthy home, did he?
No,
his home was even his birthplace was a stable. And then his home was very humble. He didn't come into a royal home so that he could be respected as a king, even though he had the right to rule the earth. His station in life was that of a servant. And a servant submits himself to the will of his master. And what Paul emphasizes is that when Jesus Christ came into the world, he came as one who had no rights of his own. The one who had all the rights that belonged to the eternal Son of God gave up his right to exercise that. He came into the world as a servant who had no rights but is subject to the authority of another. So that's the real test of whether we're truly maturing and learning to become a Christ-like servant, is how we act when people treat us like one, right? Yeah. So the real servanthood is modeled by Jesus. I love the quote, and I thought I'd share this with you. I don't know if you've ever heard of Leonard Bernstein. He was a famous conductor, and he conducted orchestras and wrote famous musicals. And someone once asked him, "What's the hardest instrument to play?" And without any hesitation, he said, "Second fiddle." He said, "I can always get a lot of people to play first violin, but to find one who plays second violin with as much enthusiasm, or a second French horn or a second flute, now that's a problem. And yet if no one plays second, we have no harmony," right?
And Pastor Randy.
Yes.
Is it okay if I ask a question? I just kind of want to jump in a little bit.
Oh, please do. I'm going off and wandering on. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Just sharing what's on my heart. Sorry.
That's a blessing. It was really a blessing. I was sitting and enjoying what you were saying, and a question just came up in my mind. I was just wondering, I try to live my life as a servant daily, every single day, to serve others always. But I wanted to ask, for those who may have wandered away from the lifestyle of serving, because, we love Jesus Christ and we've accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, but those that's in the body of Christ, maybe some have wandered away from a lifestyle of serving. How do they get their hearts and turn their hearts back to Jesus? And how do they turn themselves back to living a lifestyle of serving?
Well, the absence of a servant heart is the absence of humility. Okay.
Oh my God.
I'm just, wow. I just have to say it plain. We really need to humble ourselves the same way Jesus did here. In verse 8, he said, "In being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death." And what we find is when people steer themselves away from serving, they may sit back and either want to be served or don't feel like they fit in or that they don't have enough skills to or ability to lead other people. So developing a servant attitude is about humbling yourself, okay? The second part of that is getting connected. And it begins by following Jesus. That's how we become a servant. Naturally, when we follow Jesus, then we're going to find ourselves in situations where we're going to be able to serve, because that's what Jesus did. And if you look at his life, he was a servant. He served other people. He healed other people. He fed thousands He discipled many, right? Preached the gospel, all in service to other people, right? And then the ultimate act of servanthood, to give up his life for our atonement, for the, to pay the penalty for our sin. So the answer to your question is that we need to follow Jesus, and naturally in the process of following Jesus, we're going to find our place to serve. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yes. That was really good. You know, I didn't even think of it that way. You know, a heart that's absent of servant is absent of humility. That was, ooh, that was really an eye-opener. I had never really looked at it that way. And that's, it's really true.
I think we always have a point in our life where we have to give of ourselves sacrificially. You know, I left my corporate job a few years back to go into ministry full time, and I'd been bivocational for many years. And when the Lord called me into that, I was like, I mean, I had a good job and company car and expense account and all that stuff. And I was like, really, Lord, that's what you want me to do? And I resisted that, right, because I loved my work and my job. But the Lord just, you know, kept away at me and kept telling me that you know, we're led by the Spirit, right? We're enabled by the Holy Spirit. And if we're going to walk in the Spirit, we have to live by the Spirit. And finally, I submitted to that. And I've been very, very happy in my ministry. And I immediately, when I did that, I felt a sense of peace in my heart. I felt settled in my life because I was doing exactly what God had molded me for and created me to do, right?
Wow.
So then here recently, this came along again, and I thought, well, Lord, I've already given my life to full-time ministry. And he says, well, I'm not done yet. You know, there's another step of faith that I want you to take, and I want you to give up your position at your church, and I want you to become a music evangelist. And I said, really, Lord? And so that's coming this summer. We're going to step out in faith and do music evangelism full time. And what happens when we do that is that we face the reality of our own weakness and our own need at that point. We realize that we have to be totally dependent on God, right?
I'm sitting here like, oh Lord, we get some truth dropped on us tonight.
So I'm gonna go deep with you for a minute, okay? Is that all right?
Yes.
I'm gonna go. So we have two words here that I think is important for us to remember tonight when we talk about servanthood. We have the word surrender, okay, and the other word is consecration. All right.
Okay.
Okay, so when I surrender, I'm giving up, I'm throwing up the white flag, and I'm saying, you know, that's something that they use as in a battle, like when the enemy wins and, you know, the other side that's defeated throws up the white flag, right? So God doesn't want us to surrender. God wants us to consecrate ourselves. And the difference between surrendering and consecrating is this. If you think about the system of the Levitical system in the Old Testament, when they made a sacrifice, they placed it on the altar, right? And this is what God wants us to do with our lives in every part. He wants us to consecrate ourselves, to place whatever we have in our life, our gifts, our talents, our whole life, our future, and place it on the altar and consecrate it to God. Give it over to him to relinquish complete control of our life, to give control of our relationship with God to God. Amen?
Amen.
So that's the word for tonight. In order to be a servant, we have to not only surrender, but consecrate ourselves to God.
Amen. Amen.
And give it all over to Him.
Well, guys, that is a lot for us to meditate. Those who are listening in, that is a lot for us to meditate on for tonight, tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day. So if you're just tuning in, you're getting Pastor Randy. He is sharing with us on tonight. I'm telling you, and it's an on-time word. It's a very timely word. It's an on-time word because he's talking about serving. And we need to hear more of that because we all need to be servants to one another. And it's just really,
Amen.
The word has truly blessed my soul on tonight. You know, and Pastor Randy, we are out of time. And I'm telling you, your story and your testimony just blessed my heart, you know, because sometimes it's hard to give over when God is speaking to your heart that you need to do this or he wants you to do that. And it's just like, but oh, Lord, you know, all of your human flesh just, well, with me anyway, just
kind of quivers.
Like, oh, my God, I can't do that. You know, that's,
it just makes you tremble inside. You know, you're like, really, Lord, you want me to? I mean, it's really a step of faith, isn't it?
It is. It's a huge step of faith. And you gave the right word. It's like, then you just trembles. It's just like, oh, me? Are you really talking to me? So, yeah, I mean.
I
your
said
mind,
that.
In your human
I
mind,
said that
you,
out
you
loud.
Can't do it.
I said it out loud. I was like, really, Lord? You want me to do that? Really? Me? Well, but, you know, God has a plan for us. I preached a message last week from Psalm 139 about, you know, God knew us in our mother's womb before we were born. He has a plan for us and a purpose, and he wants to see us fulfill that. It's important for us to do that. So sometimes we have to step out in faith in order to make that work.
Amen. So we are out of time. I was playing your music earlier, and I'm going to end with your music, and we're going to be back. I'm not sure the next day, Pastor Brandon, is it going to be next week? Are you available to come back and continue the teaching on being a servant? Are you available one day next week, or do you just want me to communicate with Michael and set that date up? How did you want to proceed?
Yeah, that'd be fine. Just go ahead and touch base with Michael. That'd be best.
Okay.
I've been doing everything through him. Well, thanks for the opportunity, and I'm sorry that I had trouble getting in tonight. I tried, but I kept getting a busy signal. So
no problem. Thank you. I appreciate your lending your time to us. I really appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to when you come back, and we'll get that set up. I'm going to end the broadcast. We are really out of time, but I'm going to end with your song, Fearless. I just love it and enjoy it so much. So you guys, this is Fearless by Pastor Randy. You guys, you take care and come on back and listen. Get your spirits fed. Get your spirits fed by the Word of God. And if you're just tuning in and you missed the beginning, I want you to go to radiopublic.com. You can subscribe to the Fierce Female channel by going to radiopublic.com and just using the Fierce Female as the keyword. And just go ahead and subscribe. And every time a show is broadcast, you'll get a little notification. And you'll stay up to date and current of what's going on with the Fierce Female Network. And you guys, I am so humbled and so blessed on tonight of getting the word from Pastor Randy. This is Julie. Guys, I'll see you back on next week.